Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Bad Broadcast. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of The Bad Broadcast. Today's episode is pre-recorded, so I'm just hopping on to do a quick little intro before we begin. It's a very special episode because I am joined today, well, I guess not actually today, but in today's episode by Jackie Schimmel, who is the host of The Bitch Bible. When I was in LA a few weeks ago, me and Jackie did a little swap, so you can listen to my episode of The Bitch Bible on her feed. And today you get to listen to our episode of The Bad Broadcast. It was so much fun to meet her and record, giving you guys a heads up. I mean, if you haven't listened to Jackie, I don't know what you're doing with yourself. But if you haven't and you don't know who she is, this episode is obviously explicit. We don't often have super explicit episodes over here, but I'm just giving you guys a heads up because, you know a lot of you guys are in the car with kids. Your headphones are off. You're playing over the Bluetooth. I get it. So you might just want to pop an earbud in for this one. But it's so fun. She's amazing. You can listen to The Bitch Bible. It's also a Dear Media podcast. And I believe it comes out every Tuesday. Follow Jackie. And I hope you guys enjoy my episode with Jackie Schimmel of The Bitch Bible. Today is a special day because I have somebody who's unfortunately my hero.
Wow. No pressure. Now I feel bad for you. You need to find a new fucking hero.
I really might need to. No, I'm totally joking. I'm here with Jackie Schimmel, who is the host of The Bitch Bible. If you've listened before, it's health, wellness, good deeds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, humanitarian.
Beyond.
Philanthropy.
Positive vibes. Just and spreading joy. And
that's always what I've gotten from you. No, but I mean, I'll just start with this, is that I started listening to The Bitch Bible probably, oh my gosh, had to have been 7 or 8 years ago.
It's been around a long time. And too long, some might say.
When did you start? You started like, what, 12 years ago?
I've been saying 9, but I'm not great with numbers. And I think it's over 10, actually.
Yeah. I feel like when we met in Austin, I asked you that same thing. I feel like it was like around 10
it's almost
or something.
I think it's like a decade, which yeah. is tragic.
It is not. It is a gift. The Bitch Bible is a gift. And I've told Jackie this, and I said it when we were in Austin for the Dear Media event. Like, I remember listening to The Bitch Bible and Jackie was doing a Q&A and somebody said, "What do I do if I want to start a podcast?" Like, what? And Jackie said, Don't. The ship has sailed. You're good. We don't need any more. And my pea-sized brain said, I should start a podcast. That's such a good idea. Anyway,
I'm glad you did.
Well, it is very surreal to me. I mean, our event in Austin when I met you and I met Taylor and I met these podcasters just that I had listened to for a long time, I was like, who, where's the like practical joke? Or what are they? Practical jokers?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come out and tell me one day, like, this is a long con. You do not deserve to be here. Anyway, so, yeah, this is big. This is a big moment for
me. I'm very excited to be here. I feel like I'm kind of like the unofficial godmother of your baby.
Yeah. So I was going to say this because not only are we bonded through my delusion, we're also bonded because you were the first person that I told that I was pregnant.
besides my boyfriend, we went to Dear Media IRL. Is it called Dear Media IRL?
I don't know. I like refuse to use the term IRL. That makes me want to stab myself in the urethra. I'm like, it's so embarrassing.
The Dear Media event. But yeah. And we were at this like pre-dinner thing, and you were pregnant. You're probably as far along as I am now.
I was like fully crowning. I was 8 months pregnant. Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Exactly. I'm 8 months pregnant this week. And anyway, everybody was drinking and I was like,
including your girl.
Including, it was our night off of being pregnant. And I told Jackie, I said, I think I might be pregnant. And she said, with who? I said, my boyfriend. I think I just met him. I think I'm pregnant
it
now.
It was fresh.
Yeah. I mean, we got pregnant after 2.5 months.
And we had only met for like all of 37 seconds.
Yes.
And you had already like divulged your deepest, darkest secret to me.
I know. And I regret that because I did to you what people do to me that makes me break out, which is, oh, we're so close because I listen to your podcast and I know you. But do you know when people slide into your DMs and they're like, girl, I went on this date last night and I always want to be like, you need to send this to the group chat. Like you need to, I'm not the person for this.
My favorite thing in the world is when you're out in the universe and somebody will come up to you like with no context and just be like, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, bitch. And I'm like, okay, like how am I going to explain this to the gals at Gelson's?
Yeah.
That somebody's just like screaming at me, calling me a fucking cunt.
You know? Yeah.
Can I cuss on this podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, please. Oh, please.
Ooh, it'd be awkward if I couldn't. Yeah. I'm like, lost for words.
And we'll start now.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, like when people are yelling at you and bullying you in real life.
Which I love.
Yeah.
Low-key love.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
You do.
I like the friction.
And you've actually created like kind of an ideal situation in my mind for like online presence, because then when people are mean to you and then you're mean to them back, when I'm mean to people, it ends up on Reddit. And they're like, Maddie was rude to me in my DMs. And I'm like, it was funny.
Yeah.
We were going back and forth.
It was a thing.
Yeah. But then people like expect me to be really nice and open and warm. And I'm like, I thought we were being...
You're setting yourself up for disaster, kind of.
Yeah. If people expect you to be nice, you got to go in with really low expectations with people.
There is a Reddit thread that I was only just recently made aware of people posting me yelling at them in the DMs. And some of them are quite rude. And I love all of them.
And I stand by 100%. Every like, single one.
I always say, I'm like, that's how I talk to like my dad, my sister, like all of the closest people to me, like usually in all capitals, like shouting via text message. So I feel like it's a very authentic exchange.
Yeah. Like you feel like they should maybe thank you.
It's not like a gotcha moment. Like I know where I was. I know I was foaming at the mouth. I know I was probably in my crusty pajamas with my like, tits tucked into the pockets, rapid fire DMing people
and giggling the whole time,
having the best time.
Literally, what is the most vile thing you've said to your baby thus far?
Oh my God. I mean, imagine the worst and then like multiply it by 10. I don't know. I mean, I do threaten to drop him off at the fire station on our daily morning walks. We pass by one and I try to find the little, there's allegedly like a drop off window.
Yeah, I think there's a little, it's like a warming drawer.
A warming drawer, exactly. Yeah. Like a Viking warming drawer.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, we do walk past it and, you know, I give him the option. I say, do you want to keep your ass in line and stop fucking crying? Or do you want to go bye-bye? You pick.
Yeah.
I think life is about options.
Yeah.
And I'm emboldening him to make his own decision.
I mean, his body, his choice. He should get to decide.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
really should.
Exactly.
What do you feel? I mean, what is actually the best part of having a baby? Because I know you do actually want to maybe marry him in some ways.
We are getting married.
Okay, yeah.
In January.
Is Leo okay with it?
Yeah, he's going to officiate probably. Mm-hmm. But we will be wed in the Bahamas come January because I think it's legal there. And I'm just thinking for my second wedding, I wanted to go English countryside, but like I can't. It's just too much. It's just too much for me to finagle in a short time window. So I'm going to go like rustic, effortless beach wedding.
Right. Yeah.
In like a gauzy slip dress.
So you and Clyde are vibing is what you're saying.
We're pretty vibey.
Yeah.
Like shit's happening.
Things are going well.
Oh my God. I do this thing every morning where he's like, you know, he's looking at me and he's like starting to talk. And then I put my mouth in his mouth. Do not cut this out.
No, I will. I absolutely won't.
And I just like let it linger.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like gropes my face.
Is there tongue?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. On my end.
His or okay. And you're just like deep cleaning.
Yeah, I just am like feeling gut. Around for mm-hmm. the teeth coming in.
Are there teeth coming in?
There is a tooth.
There's a tooth?
There's something happening.
Isn't he a July baby?
He is, but they start to get their teeth around 4 months and he's almost there.
Okay, so he's like what, mid? Is he a Leo?
He's off by 2 days.
What is he?
He's a Cancer, but I do kind of love a Cancer.
That's okay. A Cancer man, I do really like. Yeah. I feel like there's some men in my life that are Cancers.
Soft and sensitive.
Soft, sensitive, feely. And yeah. I do really, unfortunately, kind of love it.
I do too. All my best friends are Cancers, which is like off brand. But yeah. I do well with a Cancer. So yeah, things are going great.
Yeah.
Hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. And I'm obsessed with him. The best thing is... The first 2 months, nobody says this because they're like, enjoy it while it lasts. Like, there's nothing more special than the newborn phase. Those women can fuck off and suck my dick. It's awful.
So my best friend has a July baby. And like come August, we were chatting and she was like really keeping up like a really good attitude. She was being awesome. And I was like, you can tell me. You can tell me you don't like this very much. Like,
yeah,
it's OK for to say the newborn because it's essentially a Tamagotchi. You're feeding. Changing, keeping it like the switch turned on, and that's kind of it.
I do believe there is a hybrid of women mm-hmm. that really do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I don't personally understand those people because I find that to be just like kind of broken and psychotic. It's torture to a degree.
Yeah.
You're not sleeping. The fuckers are always screaming their heads off. There's just like such a disconnect. It was not for me. I was cosplaying, like, being a mom.
Which, honestly, not a bad idea to be like, this is an act.
Totally.
This is an act to get through it.
Yeah, I'm like LOL, car seat, woo! Like,
yeah.
And I just survival during the first 2 months. I had a hands-off approach. Mm-hmm. Like, I just knew that this wasn't, like, really my thing. I did my skin-to-skin. You know, all the things you're supposed to do, the fucking flashcards. I mean, imagine me with a goddamn
flashcards.
Flashcards.
What flashcard?
I don't know. Like a high definition black and white flashcard to like encourage stimulation in the brain.
I don't know. This is I'm giving birth in Utah where they deliver a new baby like every 45 seconds. So they don't give us anything special.
Don't buy the flashcards.
Okay.
Okay. It's a hoax. It's ridiculous. I was sitting there in front of him being like, look, like Miss Rachel gone rogue. You know what I mean? Doesn't do shit. But I was like trying to like mm-hmm. play the role. I put a thong on a week after giving birth because I just wanted to like feel something.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's the end of the year. The sun is going down sooner. We've got less light. We've got more cold. And sometimes that can affect our moods, even amid the holidays, even when there's a lot going on, a lot of things that should feel cheerful
and bright and happy. Sometimes they don't feel that way. Sometimes it can trigger anxiety or sadness. And that's so, so, so normal. This time of year can be a lot. It is definitely natural to feel that way. You are so not alone. But adding something new and positive to your life can counteract some of those feelings. And that's where therapy can come in. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all of the stress and change. It can be something to look forward to. It can make you feel grounded. It can give you the tools you need to manage everything. It can just be a safe place to vent. That's what I love about therapy. That's what I use it for. I just want a safe, unbiased person who can listen to me vent and give me some tools to help me get through it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. It kind of just eliminates all the speed bumps in getting started in therapy. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bad today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad today to get 10% off of your first month.
Are you single and struggling with dating or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
I forgot to bring this up, and I'm glad that we're recording this because I need some solidarity here.
Sure.
I pee so much.
Yeah.
My labia is so raw.
Yeah.
From wiping.
Yeah.
I feel like I am.
Are you using sandpaper? Like, could we get some Charmin? Well, what's happening?
Like sometimes I'm at Target and like I've got to go and like that's my only option.
Use a paper towel or what?
No, I'm using the One Ply Scott's brand.
Yeah.
It's exfoliating my labia minora.
Right.
And I feel like I'm like, you know, when dancers like try to callus their feet so that they can dance.
Yes.
I feel like that's what my body is trying to get me to do. It's trying to get me to prep for the fact that it's about to be shredded.
Mm.
But like I can't function. I'm raw.
Interesting. I did not have raw labia. I did urinate like 500 times a day,
yeah,
which was very new for me because yeah, I'm like kind of more camely in my hydration situation.
Mm.
But yeah, the pee thing is very, very, very irritating.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it just made me think of it. We said put a thong on. If it's not silk seamless underwear, like
yeah,
it hurts.
Wow.
I'm in pain.
Interesting.
So the fact that you put a thong on.
Oh my
near
God.
Near a delivery.
Disgusting.
Date.
Disgusting. Like, I can look back at it now because I'm removed from the situation. That was me fighting for my life. you know what I mean?
No, you were grasping at your identity. You were like, I must remember.
Shoving my poor body into jeans that definitely were not fitting. And I was just like, we're putting on jeans. I'm getting a blow dry and I'm having a martini. And then I was miserable.
What was the state of your pussy post thong?
You know, it was less about the puss and more about the asshole because I was dealing with some hemorrhoids. So if you can imagine like a little piece of dental floss just dodging the growths on my asshole. Like yeah. I imagine it was like a
just
very
like
jagged.
Around.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that was more the trouble zone. But I will say that things in the undercarriage, in the vag, bounced back pretty well.
I have had many, many friends say maybe they're just lying to me because I'm pregnant, but I have confirmed with them that they enjoy their post-birth vagina more than their pre-birth.
Yeah, I can co-sign on that sentiment. I don't have any problems.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns. People will ask me like, okay, well, what's your plan with this? What's your plan with breastfeeding? What's your plan with delivery? With all
oh, which
things.
Is so hilarious, by the way. What's your birth plan? I don't fucking know.
I'm like,
get the baby out? Like, you can't have a fucking plan.
I'm like, I could. Do you understand that? Like, I was literally thinking this on the plane here. I was like, it could happen right here, right now.
I know.
It literally could. There is no way I could know. I have no plan. I have no, I mean, I have hopes, But the plan, the word plan feels like it's taunting.
Going blind.
It's the evil eye thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a Jewish thing, the evil eye?
Yes.
Okay. I actually learned about this. Tell me if this is true, about buying baby things before the baby's born.
Oh.
It might be an Orthodox thing.
I think it's more Orthodoxy, okay, which I'm not super well versed in.
Yeah.
But I do know that Jews are pretty superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're not supposed to name your baby after someone who's still alive. Like that's like not, that's like really? A poor taste for the Jews.
Is Clyde named after someone?
Yes.
He is. Are they alive?
Surprise. No. No, they're long dead. And okay, it was like a very distant family name. And we found out it was a family name way after we picked them.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it's like a family name-ish.
Yeah. So the,
it's a basketball player that my husband likes, to be totally honest.
I'm
like, yeah, it's like a jazz musician and a basketball player and a lion tamer that we love.
I mean, that's the trifecta of careers.
Exactly.
Jazz player, lion tamer, basketball player.
Exactly.
I was going to ask this actually when we were talking about signs. What sign is your husband?
Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do women believe that he's in love with them when they chat?
I don't think so.
Okay. He's not. Is he flirty? I guess is the
he's
word.
He's really not flirty. He's kind of like bro-y. Like he can do the Yenta thing with girls because he's married to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very much so not flirty.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going off of the one Aquarius man that I know that I think wants me.
Deeply. Oh, really?
Like, it's my friend's husband. And I'm like, he likes me. I don't know. He's just like a nice, normal guy. And I'm like, I can't.
He just like asks you questions about your life and is like somewhat kind.
He like texted me congratulations. And
so
I'm like,
into me. It's
I'm like, terrible. Aquarius men need to chill around me. Okay. But I do that with every zodiac sign. Like I know one person and I'm like, that's every one of them that I know.
What are you?
A Libra.
Oh, okay. That works.
See,
for me.
How would you describe Libras?
I get along with Libras.
Okay.
So that's basically it.
Yeah. Are you a Leo?
I'm a double Leo Scorpio rising.
You are?
Psycho.
Oh my gosh. A double Leo. Wait, so are you a June baby?
I'm an August baby.
Oh, it's the one after. So Okay. You're August what?
18th. August 818, baby. 18th.
Oh, that is a good. Kendall.
818. That's
watch
right.
Yeah.
Watch the fuck out.
I feel like when I read about Libras or people tell me about them, I feel like I'm like, yeah, that feels like me. But I don't know if it's a case of like, I just am changing my personality to be that.
Mm.
And then somebody said, that's what Libras do. And I said, there's all the proof I've ever needed.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So I don't know. But my kid will either be a Sagittarius if she comes early, which I don't know, but I just, you know, you hope.
Yeah,
you hope
totally.
That this is going to be cut short, but probably a Capricorn, which I know nothing about.
Oh, I fuck with Capricorns.
I know that Peyton Sartain, I think, do you know her? She has a podcast here. A big, big, big crush on her.
Oh, okay, great.
She is awesome. And then
did I meet her in Austin?
I'm sure you did.
I spoke to no one.
It was a dark time.
I met nobody.
She was on like the health and wellness panel.
Okay.
They separated us.
That
we
one.
Were quarantined from the health and wellness panel.
Missed it.
They were like, don't let them near the actually helpful people.
Right.
But Peyton and then another host, JC, who's just, we were friends before this, but anyway, she's also a Capricorn. So I'm like, no, I don't want to meet anymore because I like the ones I know.
Wait, Capricorns are born in
January.
Not in March?
No, March is Pisces.
Pisces.
Yes.
Okay, got you.
March is Pisces. February is Aquarius, right?
Right.
Is Andrew a February?
Yep.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Is he?
Ugh,
he is. That lines up with my theory that they all are in love with me.
Yeah. Do you feel that way about just like only Aquariuses or just like men in general?
No, just that one man.
So it's really going to be narrowed down. So I hope your friend's listening. Because she needs to know that her husband wants to fuck you.
She should know. I literally told her at my baby shower. I was like, you know how he gave me ice cream at your house the other night? I think
FYI, into it.
He thought about me at the store. Like, probably. He was really considering me when he got that ice cream.
It's kind of cute.
It was cute. So, yeah, she will probably come in January, which is awesome. We will be in the middle of an 8-month winter in Utah.
Oy.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I don't know if we're going to be okay, but.
We're going to try.
Yeah, we're going to try because people are like, well, you'll go on walks and stuff. And I'm like, where? Where would you like me to go? It will be a tundra in the middle of
God.
Utah. I know. So when people say they have summer babies, I get really jealous.
Yeah, but then you're just sweating your tits off. I had a summer baby and I was so hot.
Were you sweaty your whole pregnancy?
No. No, but towards the end, I mean, it was like a heat wave. It was like 100 degrees. And I would just go to a sad mall and I'd just walk around the mall.
Yeah, but mall AC.
Fucking slaps.
Something. What's your home mall? Wait, do you live in the Valley?
I live in the Valley.
Okay.
So my go-to mall would be the Topanga Mall, which is a fantastic mall. Mm-hmm. I was actually just there this weekend. I hope no one ever looks at this security footage. So I've been going to this mall my whole fucking life. Okay. Yeah. It's to die for. They run a routine like security check for the, you know, just like the PA system. Mm-hmm. They do it every Saturday at noon. Okay. I know this somewhere deep in my brain, but I was, you know, trolling the shoe.
You have
selection.
To be really frequenting a mall to know their security cam sweep.
Exactly.
Time frame.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while because I really don't like taking Clyde to this mall. It's just, they got like burglarized a few weeks ago with like 40 dudes. And it's just, it's going through a rough transition time mm-hmm. right now. They mm-hmm. need to beef up security, whatever. So I ditched my child and I was looking for like a sensible teen mom knee-high boot. One that like ridges in the front.
Right.
Because I need that.
As one MILF does.
Exactly. And or maybe like a flat thigh high. I don't know. I was just like experimenting. And all of a sudden, like all my shoe boxes come and then the sirens start going. And it's like, this is an emergency. Please locate your nearest exit. Do not take the elevator or the escalator.
Wait, you had
please.
Clyde or no?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not have Clyde. Okay.
Thank fucking God.
Okay.
The shoes are coming towards me. Okay. I had something to go to that night. Really needed a knee-high new boot. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I had this moment where I was like, okay, am I going to just sit and try this boot on really, really quick, check out really, really quick, and then hightail it to my car? Or am I going to fight for my life and run
yes.
top speed like I'm training for the fucking Special Olympics? Don't cut that out. Don't cut that out. Don't cut that out. And get into my fucking car and bolt. And when yes. I tell you, the second that light started going, like, this is an emergency, I saw my whole life flash before me. Okay. I started thinking about my cute little baby that, yes, I do think about dropping at the fire station here or there, but that I ultimately love.
You know what? Every mom who says they wouldn't get rid of their kid at one moment or another
dirty
is
liars.
Lying.
Dirty
lying,
liars.
Lying.
The moral of this story is that I selflessly abandoned the knee-high boots. When I tell you that I was sprinting, my weave was half out of my head. One tit like fell out of my bra. I was shoving people.
Did you have shoes on?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I slid those fuckers on. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh God, there's an elevator. There's an escalator. I valeted on the other side of the fucking mall. This is a huge ass mall. Okay. I was shoving children. Okay. I was kicking strollers. I was kicking dogs, running to my fucking car. Like the world was ending. I was like, shit's hit the fan in the Topanga Mall. Got a bolt. I've got a baby now. And yeah. I was just like frantically running. And I was looking around and everyone was just kind of like, I don't know if I like those flats. Like, I need a new Charlotte Tilbury lip. And here I am.
And you were like, are you not aware?
I was like, guys, shit's hitting the fan. We got to fucking go.
Yeah.
And it was so embarrassing. And I'm just like thinking back to me running.
Was it a drill?
Yeah, it was a drill. Yeah. And then when I got to the valet, I was like trying to, you know, pay and request the car as I'm running. And it was like, chaotic. And then I get to the valet. I'm like, oh my God, how did you guys get my car so fast? Why is everyone, you guys got to go home. Like, you need a ride? Like, and they're like, no, they do this every fucking Saturday, bitch. It was just a test run. And I was like, I didn't catch that.
Did you re-enter to try on the boot? Was there no
shame? At that
there
point,
was no
I was
shame.
Too embarrassed.
There was a lot of shame that, involved.
All the damage like that I left in my wake, I couldn't go back.
Like kids bleeding behind you.
Kids bleeding. Salespeople like grasping at their legs.
Yeah, it was not, you couldn't go back.
I was too embarrassed. And now I like can't even get the fucking boots.
Yeah, I would actually like to see if somebody does work at the Topanga Mall and does have the footage, though.
Yeah, please, please send it. There was one vivid memory of me just like running down, like, because I know the shortcuts.
Yeah.
Because I've been going there my whole life. Just sprinting down like a long staff-only marble hallway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just bleeding out. Bleeding out.
Do you blame Clyde for your increase in...
Yes.
Like maybe your survival instinct?
1,000%.
Do you really feel that way?
Yes.
Like you feel like you want to be alive more now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Like maybe life has something more to offer.
Right. It's not just about me and my knee-high boots.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't like thinking of a world where my life is not all about me.
You know, there's a way which you can tackle motherhood where it's still mostly all about you.
I do think that people, there are ways to make it about you. I've found ways to make other people's kids about me.
Exactly. Exactly. No, same.
Other people's pregnancies are about me. Other people's, like, I've really finagled my way into making it all about me.
And don't you find that makes you less of a dangerous human because you're just like so into yourself that it's not like.
Honestly, I cannot imagine caring so much about what any other person does ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like ever.
Ever.
Like if I see something on TikTok, on Instagram that I hate that somebody does, I think about it for, I would argue, less than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I never think about it again.
Yeah.
And when people think about things that I do or other people do, my friends do, when they think about it for a long time, I'm always like, you need to see a doctor first.
For sure.
And you also need to up the narcissism a little bit.
Crank it up.
Like, because the more you think about yourself, the less critical you are of other people. And why do you care so much about what anyone else has ever done ever?
Totally. It's an insecurity thing.
I just can't think of a decision any person has made on the internet that I care about ever.
I think a lot about Bethany Frankel and I care a lot about it because it just confuses me. And it's actually not about Bethany Frankel. It's about myself because I loved her so much. And now I don't trust my own judgment. Character because of how rogue she's gone.
Really?
So
is it the TikToks?
Oh, it's all of the fucking things.
Is it that she hasn't wiped her phone camera off in so long? She has a thin film.
Yeah.
Every time I see a Bethany Frankel TikTok, I just think your shirt is there for you have to wipe that camera off.
Just by the way, maybe you could do a lens wipe review.
Yeah. No, I've never thought about anything anyone does on the internet except the minutia of Bethany Frankel's camera.
Exactly. But like never in the history of social media have I like wanted to like write a negative DM.
This is what I was going
to
ask. Have you ever sent an unprompted negative DM? Do you leave bad reviews?
Only one on Yelp. It was to a childhood teppanyaki restaurant.
Mm, okay.
And I felt really strongly about it because like I just wanted to go there and feel something with the onion tower and like a ginger salad. It was approximately 7 years ago. And I was so just disgruntled by the experience that I did leave a pretty lengthy review. And it's probably my best work.
Well, I have a more shameful Yelp story. Okay. I went to aesthetic school. Like this was probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Ooh, for like what? For like glam? For a lash? For hair?
No. So I was going to be like a waxer, a facialist.
Nice.
Like that. I was going to work in a spa. Like that was my plan.
Love that.
So I got a job right out of school at like the front desk of a spa.
You wanted to wax people's vaginas.
Yeah. And honestly, I still would now.
Okay.
I kind of would love to like do it. Sometimes I'm like, should I just quit all this and just start waxing assholes?
Okay, I have a question for you. Yeah. I don't know how far you got in the program.
I finished.
Okay, can you wax an asshole with hemorrhoids on it?
You're going to have to ask a more practiced.
Can someone Google that?
More practiced hands.
Okay, got it.
It feels like a big no.
Okay.
Are you shaving?
No, I had laser. So it's kind of just like, you know.
The sporadic.
A sporadic.
Yeah. I'll ask the audience.
I'll
phone a friend and let you know about the hemorrhoids.
I think they're gone, to be fair, but I don't really know because I don't want to like look.
Yeah. Well, I took a mirror. Okay. So I took a mirror down. Don't let me forget my Yelp story, but I took a mirror down there the other day.
Yeah.
Because everything's darkening. My nipples are darker. And I was like, I just want to see what the state of my labia is. Mm-hmm. My vagina looks like the rim of a dog's mouth that is black.
Yes. Okay.
That's what it looks like right now.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah. I saw a picture of a dog and I thought it was like a bloodhound with like the saggy cheeks and like the black rim.
Yeah.
That's what my labia looks like right now.
I can relate.
Yeah. So anyway, so I worked at a spa. I was working at the front desk of a spa and a lady wrote in a review about me specifically, a Yelp review on the spa. Which who reviews anything on Yelp that's not food? I don't know. But she left a review about the spa about me. And this is like one of the shames of my life. I'm actually really embarrassed about it. But it was like, I called and Maddie, who worked at the front desk, she made me feel so stupid. She didn't answer my questions. She was so unfriendly. She was so basically everything bad you can say about a customer service person.
What a cunt.
Yeah. So I got pulled aside by my boss. They made me read like a teamwork, how to win friends and influence people adjacent book.
Okay.
Like how to like be a human being. they, I had to do like one-on-one coaching with my bosses to like learn how to speak. And I was like, first of all, I'm great at customer service. Okay. Yeah. Like I am so pleasant.
Yeah. That woman needs to look inward. Yeah. That's her thing.
They made me message her on Yelp and like this lengthy apology. Like, I'm so sorry that I did this, whatever. And she messaged me back May of 2023. So not 7 months ago. This happened in 2018.
Oh my God.
And she just messaged me back. And I thought, I've been waiting for this moment. I sent one of the most poisonous messages that I've ever sent.
Third trimester. Let's fucking
go.
Because
I'm like, why do I have a message on Yelp? Like, who's going to message me on Yelp?
Yeah.
It's from this woman. I shouldn't even say it was that horrible. I didn't call her names. I didn't, but I said,
your definition of horrible is probably it's light and fluffy for me.
I ended with, I Venmo'd her for, no, I'm just kidding. I didn't, but it was really mean. And I basically said that like, I quit that job because of her and I had a horrible experience because of her, whatever. And she messaged me back and I didn't open it and I deleted my entire Yelp account. I was like, she's going to find my podcast. She's going to call Dear Media.
Wow. Because like, you think you broke her?
No, I just was like, I don't even know.
You didn't need the toxicity.
I didn't need it. And I was like, right after I sent it, I was like, who am I? I just spent 15 minutes of my one wild and precious life on this.
See,
on this woman.
I have to retract my previous sentiment.
Okay, what?
Like, I would never unpromptedly like message someone something negative.
Yeah.
But like, if you tussle with a tiger, I'm going to take it way too far.
Okay. Yeah.
But not because I'm bothered, because I'm bored. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, here's my thing with messaging. Okay. I even feel this way about blocking people.
Yeah. I don't block people.
I don't block people ever because I'm like, I don't feel that you deserve my
That's
time.
That's such a statement.
Yes. Sometimes, you know what I do? I remove followers.
That's a vibe.
Because I'm like, I just, like, you're not, it's not important enough to me to block you.
Sure.
But just like, you should have to walk of shame back to my profile and re-follow me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and that's embarrassing for you.
I like a K and then whatever their first name is, which maybe requires a bit of research, and then a period.
Yeah, that. And I say, yeah, or an okay, yeah. I always do an okay, sure. Like when people are like, you need to really make sure that you do this and this and this on the podcast. I'll be like, yeah, okay, like, sure, yeah.
I love, love, love replying to people. Like it is, I'm not even going to fucking lie because someone's going to go and just like get all the screenshots. I love it. I'm like glowing talking about it.
I don't know how to not.
It's so fucking funny.
If I can reasonably get to the DM and read it and open it, and it's something like, podcasting is weird. And I brought this up when I'm like, yeah, people come up to you like they know you, because there's something like intimate about listening to a podcaster.
Sure.
It's like you're on the phone. I've told myself that it's like you're on the phone with them. And so people really build this parasocial relationship, which, to be honest, I really do like in a lot of ways.
I do too.
Because you're like, yeah, this is the point. We're chit-chatting. We're shit-talking. Like, this is fun.
Yeah.
But then when people are like way overstep what that relationship really is. Sure. And you're like, okay. Like, yeah, like you're saying, people who are overly critical, people who like, anyway. But I don't know how to not respond when it's something so ridiculous.
Like when people are being stupid, I feel like an internal pull to tell them that they're stupid.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they should know that they're really fucking stupid and life's going to be really difficult for them.
Well, I just had my baby shower over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous, amazing, lovely. Everything was perfect. And I had a girl message me and she said, looks like a lot of fun. Too many water bottles. There's too many plastic water bottles here.
Can you give me her information?
It's luckily in my request, so she didn't see that I opened it, because if she had gotten a scene, then I probably would have responded.
No, don't give her that, but give me her information.
Okay, I will.
Because like, I have a lot of free time on my hands these days, and I would like to respond for
Okay,
you.
Yeah.
Like that would be, I'm not even joking, like I will do that tonight, and I will think that is the funniest fucking thing.
I was literally like, so the celebration of my child.
Yeah.
With all the women I love and care about. Mm-hmm. Was just not quite up to your standards because we had a 24 pack of Costco water bottles.
I'm going to go to Costco. I haven't been to Costco in about 18 years, but I'm going to go to Costco and I'm going to buy 18 huge surplus economy size packs of water bottles.
And mail them to her.
And mail them to her.
No, literally.
If you think that I'm like not that kind of bitch, by the way, like that is something I would actually do.
No, and you would enjoy it.
I would fully see it through. It would take so much effort, more effort than I would put into like anything that actually like matters. But I would do something like that.
Yeah, like you're going to get like a nanny for this moment.
Yeah, so exactly. I'm going to be like, Caitlin, I'm going to need you to come a little bit early. I got to hit Costco right when it fucking opens. And I need to go to U-Haul to rent a truck so that I can, you know, bring these to UPS for overnight delivery.
Right. So yeah, when I see messages like that, I don't know how to not respond because I feel like if I'm not going to tell them, who's going to tell them? You know?
It's philanthropy.
Yeah. It's charity work in some ways because I always want to say, I'm delivering this information to you via DM.
Yeah.
You could get it at work. You could get it from your romantic partner.
Yeah.
Like I'm the most gentle. This is the most gentle delivery I can give you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
shit like this, like is why I don't sleep at night because I get on a hamster wheel and I'm like, how in the world? People are too trigger happy to just, you know, really that's too many water bottles. Your name's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Let's take pause. Let's take a breather and let's just like maybe, I don't know, consider some other options cerebrally.
Yeah.
So you don't look so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Some days.
Don't make me bully you.
Don't make me bully you because if it's not your first day on the internet, you have no excuse to be sending me any of this. Tell me if you ever do this. Like I respond to people and I'm like, okay, that was obviously kind of mean. I'm wondering if they send a screenshot to their group message and if they have friends who say, why the hell would you ask her such a dumb question? Or if they have friends that say, oh, she was overly mean.
My eye just twitched at that thought. Me too. I think that people that have the nerve to like say mean things on the internet probably don't associate with a lot of no people, which is why they're so emboldened for their toxic feedback, unwarranted feedback. So that type of behavior lends itself to a human that just kind of cuts ties with people that give them actual
I have thought that like people who do spend a lot of time online or on Reddit or whatever, like shit talking. And every time I just think, oh, you don't have a group message. You don't have a group chat.
You
don't have, because my group chat is, if my group chat ever gets leaked, I'm like canceled. I'm in prison.
Same.
I'm in prison.
Oh, me too.
Like, and so are they. So we have this mutual agreement that if this ever, I'm like, I don't even need you guys to sign anything because if you guys leak what I said, I'm gonna leak what you said, and we're all going to jail like immediately.
Yeah. Totally.
And so, but when people are online, I'm like, oh, you don't have that. You don't have a group message, a trusted circle of
morally bankrupt friends.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you need those friends.
Well, you do. And you need, like I feel like my group message, there are things that people will say and we'll be like, was that? And it's like, no, it's the group message. It's fine. It's fine.
This is safe.
It was horrific. What you said
like,
was
too far.
Yeah. Like what you said was one of the worst things I've ever heard. But you know what? It's the GC. So we're just going to have to let it be okay.
Yes. What happens in the GC stays in the GC. Big whoop. Who cares?
Who's your favorite group chat?
I've got some really, really
name
good
drop
ones.
Every single one that you have.
Really, I have really to know. Good ones.
I have to know.
Okay, so I've got like my girlfriends, all with kids. That's pretty tame.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I'm not going to say the name of it, but I have a very, very spicy one with Heather McMahon and Jennifer Lawrence. That is not socially acceptable.
That episode.
It's probably.
I do remember that episode.
It's not good.
I think you guys call her J-Lo the whole episode.
Yeah, we called her J-Lo, Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Love Hewitt. We were on a trip and me and Heather were podcasting and she was like, hey, can I like watch?
Yeah.
But we're like, listen, bitch, like you've got your publicist. You're like a movie star. Like you can't talk on mic. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, you don't want to. It's a bad look for you. Secondly, like,
you're welcome for us barring you.
We're protecting you. We're protecting your reputation by like not aligning us as, you know, friends.
Right.
Yeah. We just kept making jokes about like, yeah, we're here with our, you know, field correspondent, Jennifer Garner. People didn't really get the joke like at all. And people didn't know that it was her for a long time.
That makes me feel better than everyone that I got the joke.
No, people like didn't understand what was going on because in the middle of recording, I think it was on It was on my podcast. She was on her phone and she saw that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were like spotted together.
Shocker.
Which was like a huge, it was a breaking
news.
Was
it a moment at that point?
Yeah, they had not been together since fucking Geely.
Oh, because now I see Ben Affleck content and I'm
But this was
involuntarily
right when they got back together. This is years ago. This is like 4 years ago. And she's like, oh my God, breaking news. And we're like, bitch, we're fucking recording a podcast here. We can't cut this shit out. This was due yesterday.
Yeah.
And then she like announced that they were together, whatever. So then people knew she was on her podcast. But besides that, that's irrelevant. That group chat is fucking disgusting.
There is
That's a good one. And then like me and my best friend, Max, that's pretty atrocious. Lots of screenshots. That's probably like the worst one.
The screenshots are the most damning thing in my group chat, I would say. The things that I screenshot and my commentary on them are really, really vile.
Yeah. Especially like during pregnancy. I don't know if you found yourself doing this. Like me and my girlfriends have sent like a lot of really disgusting photos of our bodies to each other. And, you know, we don't need those to like resurface. Like I have photos of like my girlfriend's assholes that I don't ever.
That you didn't want in the first place.
I didn't want them. I didn't want
them. But we have them.
And we have them. Yeah.
A lot of my screenshots are, well, I subscribe to OnlyFans whenever I'm curious. I mean, I write it off. It's a business expense.
Absolutely.
But I will subscribe if I'm curious. Like I'll see people that I went to high school with have an OnlyFans. I'll buy it. I want to see it.
I've never been on OnlyFans.
It's, well, first of all, if Harry Jowsey is listening, he has the most overpriced OnlyFans. His sex tape is like $65.
Can I tell you? I don't know who that is.
Okay. You would recognize him. He was on.
Is he a TikToker?
He's like a TikToker now. He was on Too Hot to Handle.
Never watched that
but
show.
Now he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I really don't watch that show.
But I promise you you'll know.
How is Dancing with the Stars still like that's still on?
This is how I felt. And then okay, this is him. Does he look familiar?
Like he looks like every guy that was ever in a fraternity at ASU. Yeah. So kind of.
Yeah. Like somebody asked me who like my favorite Love Island person was, and I was like, Harry, and they're like, wrong show. And I was like, oh, he just looks like every
I would never have sex with him.
I might.
Just like a hot take. Like I'm so deeply unattracted.
I mean, gun to your head, you're not going to have sex with him?
I mean, if like the future of civilization was like, you know.
All right. Well, his OnlyFans.
I don't want to fuck him. Yeah, go on. His OnlyFans.
Well, no, let me answer your Dancing with the Stars thing. I was so out on Dancing with the Stars. And then Harry Jowsey got partnered with a girl from Utah, which is like Utah breeds dancers. There's like 8 people on Dancing with the Stars that like grew up in my county.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to watch this. And now I am somehow, don't look at who I voted for because I vote on Dancing with the Stars. Is this more shameful than my Yelp review? Or my
it's
Yelp
definitely
message?
More embarrassing.
So I'll just keep.
You're like,
I'll
come keep, on, Mauricio.
I'll keep the shame rolling that I tried to subscribe to Harry's OnlyFans, but it's really overpriced. His sex tape is like $65.
Oh no.
And then all of his nudes are like $9.99 a piece.
Who wants to see a big old dick?
I agree with you.
I don't ever need a dick pic in my whole, like the fact that those are solicited and sent. Nobody wants that.
I haven't ever wanted to make eye contact with a dick.
The one-eyed snake.
At any point in my life.
Never.
Never.
Like, even oh, you have a beautiful penis.
No, it's never occurred to me to be like, let me just see it.
And you know what's interesting? There are people, probably people that roam this office that would say like, if you're like not that into genitalia, like that maybe you have some deep rooted like trauma or like you have to like work on like your relationship with like your sexuality. That
your
is
dad.
The, yeah, exactly. Like that is the biggest crock of shit of all time. Let's talk aesthetics here. Okay. Vaginas and penises, like they have a purpose. I pushed a human out of mine a couple months ago. Like I get it. They bring life. They bring pleasure. They're not gorgeous parts of the body.
No, I totally agree with you. And especially with dicks, when people are like, I don't want a dick pic. I would also never want a picture of a vagina ever.
Ever.
If I send a nude, it is tits only.
Yeah.
It is like I would, I mean, not, I'm not sending any nudes anytime soon.
Right.
My pregnant body.
Same.
But
Like I would also never, so I'm not being sexist by saying I hate to look at dicks. I don't want to look at a vagina either.
No, I don't want to look at either of the things. Yeah. If I was going to take like a nude photo, which I have done a couple times,
yeah,
just like kept them in the arsenal just mm-hmm. in case mm-hmm. for like a, you know, a rogue Tuesday.
Yeah, a rainy day.
But like first, this is what I would do. This is what I have done. I would take, you know, my hand and I would cover my nipples.
100%.
And then I would hoist.
You have to hoist.
Yeah. Then I would pivot 3/4. Then I would pop a leg and then I would like cover, use the side of the ass and the thigh to like cover my vagina
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
And then just give side ass and yeah. then like maybe put like a hand over the fupa area.
So who's taking it? Because both hands are occupied in the well, current no, position.
Oh, that's a good point. I would go like this.
Oh, you would do a mirror. You would do it in the mirror.
In the mirror.
Mm, okay.
Because then I'm like working on my angles, arching my back.
Do you leave your face in it?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. I would always cut my face out.
I'm not showing any actual part.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
And I'd be stoked if they got leaked.
Yeah, I can't think of a nude that I've taken. I mean, most of my nudes were like pre-pregnancy for sure. And like pre-first marriage. And I looked great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when I stumble upon a photo of myself, it's like just, it's really, I mean, I know every woman says it, whatever. But when I look at like what my body looked like when I was 19, 20, 21, I was like, Why
didn't we take more nudes?
I should have been the biggest whore.
I know.
Why was I not like just naked?
I kind of was, so I can't really agree to the sentiment.
But I was Mormon, so I was covered. I was chased. And I look back, my friend just sent me a video of us like from Disneyland and I'm in like these little tiny shorts. And I'm like, why was I even wearing pants?
I
should have been completely naked all the time.
I think about that with my tits because like there was a moment in time right when I first got big tits that they were like, you know, gravity hadn't taken its
yeah.
toll.
Are your tits real?
They're real, unfortunately.
How are they? Well, keep going. I'm sure you're going to answer my cue.
They're not doing great.
Really?
Oh, no. People are bamboozled because I wear a very supportive mm-hmm. bra. There is underwire. These are, I mean, we are...
You're up there. Okay.
We're up there. But like braless, you don't even understand.
Is this with breastfeeding or age?
I didn't breastfeed. I'm a formula gal. But no, it's just been forever. Pre-pregnancy.
They just lost
their luster.
They lost their life.
They're like lifeless carcasses. They keep me humble. So that's good. But they yeah. will be fake soon.
Okay. So I'm from Utah, which is literally... plastic surgery capital. I mean, maybe besides LA.
Interesting.
But plastic surgery runs rampant in Utah. And people always ask
me, how
do
Mormons feel about plastic surgery?
There's no rules. No rules. It's tons of plastic surgery. So people are always ask me, they're like, how do you feel about it? Do you feel like women should just love them? I'm like, well, yeah, obviously I think people should like themselves.
Sure.
But if it's like, hey, if my tits are done, I would feel better, then you should get your tits done.
Yeah.
I'll never be the person that's like, no, just don't do. It's like, what? Why?
Yeah.
A lot of these women, it's like, if I was on a desert island, I would still want fake tits. And it's like, then you should do it.
Yeah.
If your husband is telling you he's going to leave you if you don't get them, that's weird.
That's disgusting.
That's when there's an issue. But if it's like, you just want, I have every intention on having fake tits at some point in my life.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I keep putting it off because I am just like a little bit of a pussy and I don't really want to like do the surgery per se. But I've definitely had a different relationship. I've always like really loved myself, which is like not cool to say, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But after having a baby, like the body is different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the first time in my life where I'm like kind of self-conscious about certain parts of my body, which is like something that I'm, you know... experiencing.
I just in regards to loving yourself, because I really like being pregnant. I really do like it. And I actually think that I am so much sexier now.
Yeah.
Because I entered my pregnancy with a big heaping spoonful of delusion.
Yeah.
And I told myself from the day I tested positive, I said, I will be a hot pregnant girl. And every day I wake up and I look at my boyfriend and I say, Can you believe how gorgeous I am?
Like, I love that.
Can you believe? And I have a deep guilt. I think it might be the first time I've ever said it on the podcast because I have a deep guilt about loving pregnancy and literally thinking I am the most gorgeous, glowing, golden vessel that has ever existed.
Let me tell you something very, very real. First of all, I fucking love that so much. Secondly, anyone that's listening to that right now and has any other response other than fuck yeah, if that hurts you or if that like milfs you, what is it?
Miffs.
Miffs. Yeah. Freudian slip. Freudian slip. If that miffs you,
yeah,
that is something that has nothing to do with your loving host and everything to do with you having some type of unresolved insecurity thing, because we should embolden that type of energy.
Well, isn't it weird that it's like, I feel like there's this gap between like when women are like, a lot, like we've come a long way, whatever, career women, stay at home mom, we're like loving.
Crash that ceiling, girly.
Yeah, we're like empowering everybody. But then when it comes to being pregnant, it's like, but you can't actually like this.
No.
You can't actually feel good doing that. Like,
no.
I've never wanted to be naked more often.
Yeah.
Like, and I just, and I gawk at myself when I walk, when I'm in the like, mirror and I'm just like,
who's that sexy motherfucker?
No, literally. But yeah. I remember thinking this because you posted, I think it might've been your last post before you gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I just want everyone to know that I'm carrying beautifully.
That was so me. I would look at my husband and I was like, could you die?
No, literally. Like when people are like, I don't want to have sex, I'm like, I want to do the kinkiest, nastiest.
Right.
And I want it to be filmed and leaked.
Oh, totally. 100%. I'm like, these lips, these hips, these thighs to die for. Yeah. Delicious.
And I'm giving you your child in the middle of it.
A fucking human.
Yeah.
Like inside of me.
There's nothing sexier. I find it very sexy. So yeah,
I agree.
But I haven't said it because there is this whole thing about I feel bad. I feel this guilt that I
We're
like
gonna
it.
Work on that.
Well, and I'm like, why? Like this should be the goal, isn't it? It's like we cheer women on when they can do it all and when they can like have a career and stay at home and do all of these things. But then when they like pregnancy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I obviously am having some issues with it because it's my current state and I feel bad and people are like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, oh, it's hard. And I'm
isn't that so annoying when you feel like you have to make caveats or you have to like downplay an experience that's just going well for you to make other people more comfortable?
Yes, that is kind of how I would probably summarize being a woman
in
a lot of ways.
And we have to stop doing it. I want to prepare you for something.
Okay.
After you give birth, okay, this has happened to me a lot in the past few months and it enrages me in a way I can't properly express. Everyone will ask you if you're going to continue to work or do your podcast like it's a motherfucking hobby. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make this statement that, you know, just surface level seems very, very obnoxious and braggadocious, but I'm going to cloak it under the umbrella of feminism.
Absolutely.
So that I can say the following.
Okay.
I make more money than 99.9% of every man I've ever fucking met.
Yes.
Period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I paid for my house. This is not a fucking hobby. Okay. This is a real job.
Yes.
So after I gave birth, every single fucking person, I wouldn't say every single person, 75% of family, friends. Are you going to still podcast now that you have the baby? I'm like, what? How do I break this down for you? Okay.
Like how do I explain?
Like I'm a very equal partner in the financial institution of my relationship. So yes, I am going to continue to podcast. Otherwise, I'm going to be on food stamps.
Yeah.
These bags don't pay for themselves. Okay. I've got a slight shopping addiction.
Yeah.
So yes, I am going to continue to fucking podcast as my own boss. Like who? Nobody asks the man.
Oh, no.
It would never come up.
Even the thought of somebody going up to my boyfriend and saying, so will you still work after the baby?
It's like a joke.
No, it's like, how long are you going to be gone? Because we need you back at work.
Right.
Like that's like,
how much time are you taking off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to like, and everybody, I mean, it does blow my mind. And people would ask me that when I was single after my divorce.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, was it scary like financially like to be on your own? And I was like, you mean being the breadwinner of my former relationship?
Yeah.
Where I was the only person earning? No, it wasn't scary to have all my money to myself.
And you can't even say that because then it's like, you know, emasculating or braggy or whatever it is.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. And once I started earning money from the podcast, and I mean, this is a topic I could talk about till the end of time, but in my former marriage,
yeah,
and not even just with my ex-husband, it was like just people in my life. I was like, why are people acting like my money is extra? My money is the only money coming in.
Yeah.
And people would say, oh, that's so nice that he took you to this dinner. He took you here. And I think I'm like literally now trying to come out of that where I'm like, oh, this is like my career. It's real.
It's a real thing, guys.
Like, yeah. It's happening. It's happening now.
Do a couple Google searches, okay? Yeah. Like, figure it the fuck out. So annoying.
Yeah. So anyway, but well, and just podcasting in general with a kid, I'm like, why would I give this up?
Oh my God. That's the craziness of it.
Like, are you kidding?
You need an outlet more than ever after you have a fucking kid. I can't wait to chuck that fucker to his nanny and talk shit behind a mic for an hour.
Literally.
It's a fucking dream.
Do you record at home?
Yes.
I guess Andrew has all the, I mean, do you have a studio at home? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a studio in our house, and then Andrew's studio is actually not at the house. He has a studio in Malibu.
Oh, gotcha.
Like an external.
Wait, so does he drive, how far is that drive from, not like, to be boring, but.
No, it's like 10 minutes.
From the Valley to Malibu?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to look at a map.
You really do.
I should.
You don't know your way around the San Fernando Valley.
He's driving 2.5 hours?
No. He doesn't even have to get on the freeway to get to Malibu.
Oh, he just pops on over.
He just pops on over.
How far are we from Malibu at this moment?
About an hour.
Okay, with traffic, probably. Or yeah, without
traffic.
Yeah.
He's in Malibu Canyon, where, like, I live right there. Okay. So
does he, is it like a solo, sorry, this is probably really boring for people, but I'm curious, is it like a solo studio that he has, or does he work with people in the studio?
It's him and his partner.
Oh, so gotcha. They have, okay.
It's kind of like a house, basically.
Gotcha.
That's converted
into. Do you like recording from home?
Love.
You love it.
I love it.
That's my goal for like when she gets here.
Yeah.
When this bitch shows up.
Yes.
To have the home studio set up.
It's just like so easy to do because I like to podcast first thing in the morning,
mm-hmm.
which is like kind of psychotic.
That is insane.
Yeah.
To me.
Like 5 a.m.
Really?
This week's episode that I just put out, I recorded at 5 a.m.
Really?
I started at 4:48 a.m.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What was your episode called? I just saw it.
Jackie, what is it?
No, it's come on. it's something vile.
Is it?
I don't know. Let me see.
Oh my God. What is it? I just wrote it.
You just named it. Oh no, it's not. It's not anything.
What is it?
It's Errors Tour.
Okay. No, we're fine. That's fine.
Did you go to BravoCon? I just saw the description.
I'm not a BravoCon person.
You're not.
I don't think so.
That's okay. That's totally fine.
This is the first year that I was like, maybe I should have gone. That would have been like kind of fun, but I don't want to like put the garland on and be like, Dorit, take a picture with me. I can't. I don't think I.
Do you watch Housewives of Salt Lake?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it your favorite?
No, not this season, but it is something.
Who do you love?
Mary Cosby.
Mary Cosby mm-hmm. is one of the great enigmas of reality TV.
I have never had anyone grace my television screen that makes me more uncomfortable than Mary Cosby.
Ever.
There's no one exists.
I can't even believe I keep being like, I'm from Utah. My whole audience knows. I don't know why I keep saying it. I can't even believe somebody like that exists in Utah.
I can't believe someone like that exists like
period
in the universe, like on this planet. Mars, maybe. Saturn, sure. Earth, I don't think
so. Can't even believe it.
I can't metabolize her. I'm so scared of her.
I know, I'm so scared.
Like in the realest, non-shticky way, I am so terrified of that woman. And I am obsessed with her. I'm transfixed by her. I have no idea what she's talking about, what she's doing.
Ever.
The house, the home decor. I can't. Like, I don't, like, I think about it a lot.
Do you?
The chairs.
Yeah, the chairs.
The kitchen. The green carpet. Why are you in a runway Chanel outfit in a $12,000 like shopping cart Chanel bag?
I need to see where. Do you know where she? What city she lives in?
Couldn't. No, okay, I don't know Utah.
I've got to look this up because it's gotta. Okay.
The fact that she has not redone her fireplace mantle, okay, but has fingerless Coco Chanel gloves from the runway collection that cost $8,000, and we can't pop a marble slab on your fucking fireplace.
Okay, it says she lives in Salt Lake. I would assume she would have lived in a different city, but
I need clarity. Why do you have a crocodile Birkin bag that costs $280,000, but we can't get rid of the green carpet in your living room? Somebody, please.
Yeah.
This is why I drink.
Yeah. Mary Cosby is why
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I wish that like I had some explanation like, oh, people from Utah are like, she is beyond anything that I've ever witnessed in real life. Because all the other women on Salt Lake, like, I feel like I'm like, this makes sense. I've seen women like this around. Okay. I've seen friends' moms that are like this. I've seen ladies in my ward that are like, I've seen women that are like this. Mary Cosme, never.
That's, yeah.
Never.
It's unbelievable.
But the other women on there, who else do you like on there?
I mean, Lisa Barlow is a star. Like, yeah. We wouldn't hang out, but she is a star.
Yeah, you're loving her.
Like, I love her. Monica, it's not for me.
It's not.
I'm sorry. Like, first of all, when she's like, I had to go to Louis Vuitton and buy a purse because I felt like I wasn't going to fit in. And everyone's like, and Lisa Barlow's like,
oh. You sound like Alexis Nyers when you say that.
And so do my little brown baby shoes. I was just like, this is like, I don't feel sorry for you. You're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why did you like rent a Range Rover for the filming? Like, yeah. What's going on? You can't play both sides of the fence. You know what I mean?
What's your Jen Shah take?
Jen Shah's great television in terms of like her legal issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like, did you like her before? Where does the Jen Shah arrest rank on your housewife moments?
I mean, her like dodging from the Sprinter van was pretty fantastic. And just like her behavior when they went to San Diego, which was like, I mean, talk about those trips from Salt Lake City.
They're the worst trips in the whole franchise.
The Airbnb in Arizona.
No, they
made me want to kill myself. Like watching them vacay in Arizona made me very upset.
Yes. Yeah. You know? I was talking to, who was I talking to about this? Oh, Kate Kennedy, who does Be There in Five.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I do feel like Real Housewives did make people believe that Salt Lake has some glam. And I was like, and for that, I'm grateful.
I mean, kind of.
Just saying that we have a Housewives franchise.
Kind of.
You don't know what we're working
but
with, Jackie, in
they've
Utah.
They've done you dirty.
So have I tempted you to come visit yet?
Yeah, I'm packing my bags. I've got a Southwest credit. Fly direct out of Burbank and roll
Perfect.
Through.
We don't sell alcohol on Sundays.
I know that. I have been to Deer Valley.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Why?
Skiing? I didn't
Did
ski,
you?
Though. All my friends were like, hitting the slopes at 9. I'm like, I'm going
to
pass.
Yeah. And then you tried to go to the liquor store and it wasn't open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we deal with. So
bummer.
Send your thoughts and prayers. Mm. All right. Well, I did have a list of things to talk about and this really got away from me.
Can you give them to me for my podcast?
Yes.
Cool. Done.
Yes. Top of the list is organized group wedding dances.
Got it. I'm stealing that from you.
Second one is service people who jokingly tell you no. And then let it sit. I asked the guy on the flight attendant, can I have some headphones? No. But he let it linger.
That's just not funny.
No, it's bad comedic timing.
No, it's not funny. You're making it awkward.
Yeah, it's bad. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up here. We'll have to do part one and part two of Jackie. Okay, Listen to the Bitch Bible. Is it Tuesdays?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays. Listen to the Bitch Bible. Follow Jackie at Jackie Schimmel. Bullier,
please.
Start Reddit threads about her.
Please.
And thanks for coming on.
Of course, anytime.
See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can catch a new episode of The Bad Broadcast every Monday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Also, I want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast for all the behind the scenes action and more information. Talk to you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.